I've heard many an ancient story told of the magic the Bluebell Woods may hold. Did I believe it? Was it for real? If a mortal man stood in a fairy ring, precious time was something they would steal. Could there be really such a thing? The thoughts rattled round my head, I admit by curiosity I was led. It was back in the merry month of May, as I recall. 'Twas Beltane Day, and just as a dimpsy dusk had begun to fall, I heard enchantment call. I set off down a country lane, clambering over stiles, a rickety bridge across the Rhine, and through the fields of barley, until I stood at the entrance to the Bluebell Woods. I had left the world so mundane, seeking the magic that lives in a space beyond the confines of time. I stood very still, barely holding my breath. What if the myths were true? Could meeting the Fae really cause a man's death? Beautiful bluebells, their scent pervaded the air. Suddenly, I did not care, as their tinkling chimes dispelled my fear. I could sense the magic as I drew near. With glowworms to light the way, I followed a winding trail, determined to return to tell the tale. The leaves began to sway, dancing to the birds signalling the end of the day. Then I saw him. My heart skipped a beat. A little fella, so dapper and neat. He had a suit of red and green. Such a creature I had never seen. Shiny black shoes with silver buckles on his feet. With cheerful words he greeted me. "Good sir, merry meet." I was so surprised when he spoke and told me of the elving folk. Reaching up, he took my hand and led me into an enchanted land. How blessed was I to see a sight granted to a mortal man that warm summer's night. In a clearing in the woods, the Beltane fire burned high and bright. Beneath the elf, I felt brave and felt bold, and so I stood quite at ease and protected by the trees. Watched it all unfold. I was in the midst of the royal court of the Fae as their magical May procession got underway, led by the Fairy Queen and her Holly King. Oh, her beauty had to be seen. Her silken gown was spun from gossamer threads, a golden diadem upon her lovely head. Her flaxen hair was loose and long and came tumbling down. Her consort, a majestic sight, as he took her hand and they sallied forth into the night. The fairy folk, elves, hobgoblins, dryads, sprites, and nymphs all bowed down to she who wore the greenwood crown. Enchanted, I watched as their majesties walked by. The fairy queen caught my eye. She beckoned to me to join her entourage and follow the retinue. I did not hesitate, grabbing the little elf by the hand. I did as she bid me to, and went further into the deep dark woods. Along the way, fireflies flew, tiny sparks of dazzling, dancing light, as the procession came through. By the Beltane fire, I saw two thrones, hewn from ancient stone. I felt the power build and rise from the forest floor. I had wandered through a liminal corridor, a land of beauty, magic, song and dance. The whole forest was alive and I was entranced. Beetles, bugs and bees joined in the festivities. There was nectar to sip and cake to eat. A giant toadstool became my seat. Fallow deer, badgers, stoats, mice, foxes, hedgehogs and voles came creeping shyly in to pay homage to the fairy queen. Such marvellous sights, the like of which I'd never seen. And through the night, music played on a harpsichord, flutes and mandolins, and a nightingale sang madrigals and songs of courtly love. Oh, how we danced and twirled and spun in circles, round and round. My feet hardly touched the ground. And then from somewhere high above, I heard a barn owl screech, and in a happy, daisy haze, I fell upon the forest floor. The sights and sounds receded. I looked, but although he was needed, my elven friend was somewhere out of reach. beneath the light of a flower moon, the Fairy Queen looked upon her blessed realms of the Summerlands, stretching as far as the eye could see, beauty reaching to infinity, with a wave of her magic wand, and the mists began to rise around Avalon. Sleep fell upon me, and enchanted by the Queen of the Greenwood spell, I kept the secret, but their story I would never tell.